Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality care for the entire family generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. To bring in the new year, there's a new leadership on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. During today's county meeting, the board selected District 1 Commissioner Sammy Corey as chair. He represents the townships of Brookfield, Fairhaven, Sebewing, and the villages of Sebewing and Owendale. He replaces Commissioner Mary Babcock as chair. The board selected District Number 4 Commissioner Steve Vaughn as vice chair. He represents the townships of Chandler, Colfax, Meade, and Oliver, as well as the village of Elkton. There was also another change. Approval was given to remove the restriction of only allowing first public comment segment limited to agenda items only. The change now allows any topic to be discussed during the first public comment during the meeting. Also, the board decided that meetings will remain the same. Commissioner meetings will continue to be conducted in the 305 boardroom in the Huron County building at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. The board will continue to meet at 9 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month and the fourth Tuesday of the month at 9 a.m. However, because of some holidays, the board will meet on the next Wednesday instead. And the Hemlock Public School District is recognizing its 7-member Board of Education this month as part of a statewide effort to honor school board service across Michigan. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck emphasized the demanding nature of board service, noting that members dedicate extensive time to meetings, school functions, and professional development. Statewide, Michigan board members have completed over 7,500 hours of training to stay current with educational challenges. In Hemlock, board members shoulder considerable responsibilities. They manage an $18 million annual budget, oversee operations affecting nearly 1,300 students and 200 employees, and maintain 4 school facilities. Their duties extend beyond monthly meetings to include setting educational vision, shaping policies, and making long-term decisions about academics and finances. The district plans to formally honor the board at its January 7 meeting and encourages community members to express appreciation to the volunteers. The board members include Matt Wessner, Dr. Catherine Ellison, Kimberly Heppner, Jamie Rivette, David Messing, Lindsay Carey, and Kelly Berent. Dr. Killingbeck noted that while board members typically work without fanfare, their commitment strengthens public education and supports the district's democratic mission of quality schooling for all children. We'll continue with our local news right after this message from Buckley Shoes.
That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fan and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe. That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fan and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at more local news. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, Michigan has a very high level of flu cases happening. The flu, which is a new variant of the virus, is running rampant across the United States. It is expected to get even worse following holiday travel. The CDC estimates that there are at least 7.2 million flu cases nationwide, and Michigan has a very high influenza-like illness activity level. Although the flu vaccine doesn't match, this year's flu is a variant called subclade K and is different from what was expected, so the vaccine that was developed doesn't match the virus. Although the flu vaccine doesn't match that strain, it will still provide some protection against the virus. The majority of medical providers still recommend that everyone over the age of 6 months be vaccinated. The CDC estimates that only about 42% of adults and children have been vaccinated against the flu this year. The flu is particularly dangerous for people 65 and older, pregnant women, young children, and people of any age who have chronic health problems, including asthma, diabetes, heart disease, and a weak immune system. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.